The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and whatever you want to talk about. You are calling the shots here in the show, folks. So get your little fingers on the buttons and start pressing them. 410-922-6680. That'll get you right here. And if you're outside the local dialing area, well, then, you know, if it's like a long-distance call and you live in Maryland, 800-922-6680. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? I'd like to talk about whatever you want to talk about. I don't care. You can talk about whatever little subject comes to your mind. If you've got something that is pressing on your brain, if you've got a question that you've, you know, if you've always wanted to ask and don't know, you know, about the outdoors, about some kind of animal, some type of fish, something that doesn't even have to be Maryland related, although that would be nice. We'd love to hear from you on that. You know, maybe you saw a critter in your backyard, you don't know what it is, or you saw tracks in the snow. I've seen tracks in the snow in my yard. I've got five deer walking around there just about every night. I've got a fox, at least one, going through. I've got something digging under my shed that hasn't been out since the weather got cold. I'm suspecting I got a whole family of groundhogs under my shed again. So we got to figure that out when spring comes. I've got squirrels and rabbits hopping around. The other night, let's see, not this morning, yesterday morning, just kind of, sort of, semi-conscious, I could hear the snow crunching around outside. And I didn't get up and look. I knew what it was. So I just kind of, I live in a neighborhood in Baltimore County, and it's, you know, the crust on the snow, it's all crunchy and stuff. I could hear something walking in the snow, crunch, crunch, crunch. And I knew exactly what it was, but I knew it was close, too. It was deer in the yard. I walked out, took the dog for a walk, and walked out. I looked at the tracks, and they were like 5 feet from my bedroom window. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool. So I like to see deer in my yard. You never know. Let's talk to Dan in Delaware. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. It's cold morning
today. It is cold out there. You're not kidding.
I tell you what, I'm an avid crabber, and last year with it being so cold, the crabbing was terrible. Have you gotten the crabby dredge report in yet?
Nope, haven't gotten anything. And I don't know if they've even done it yet, to be quite frank about it, because it's been so cold and so horrible out there. But no, haven't heard the dredge report yet. Saw the waterfowl report, but I didn't see the crab dredge yet.
Yeah, because I go across the bridge every day, and I'll tell you what, there is a lot of ice out there this year.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Usually when there's a lot of ice, and this is from years past, and there's a lot of ice on the water. Usually that summer, crabbing is usually pretty good. I don't know if it keeps the algae count down or not, but last year was a different story. It was horrible out there last year.
Oh, I know it was. I mean, everybody here knows it, you know, and we heard about it. We know there's a number of restaurants that are going out and have gone out because of the price of crabs and other things. People just can't maintain their business. I mean, when you're paying $280 for a bushel of crabs and trying to sell them for $300, you're not making any money and you're not going to stay in business. You know,
that's a shame.
True. I mean, you can't operate a business on 8%. You know, your overhead's 30 at least. So
yeah, and last year the fuel cost was up.
These fuel cost
a little bit better this year.
Yeah, exactly. And I wish the watermen well this year on the crabs. I hope we got some crabs back this year. I think it looked pretty good at the end of last year, didn't it? Wasn't the fall pretty nice? Season.
The fall was really good. I really tore them up all the way up until November because there's no close season down here in Delaware.
Right.
And in the back tributaries, man, we were catching some nice crab sorts end of October and November. Real nice crab.
Yeah. See, I don't know if you've listened to the show or not in the past, but we had this discussion last week. Watermen in the lower bay seem to think that the late hurricane we had in the fall 2 years ago, the big massive storm, and maybe it was Sandy, I can't remember, that the crabs were in the migration at that point. And we had a lot of crabs in the lower bay, and that water flushed our bay right out, flushed the crabs right out of the bay with the overwhelming flow of water, and pushed them out into the jet stream and Gulf Stream, excuse me, and those crabs wound up spending the winter in North Carolina.
And that very well might be.
So I mean, that's just
no
that's
storms,
that's so. The theory. So we haven't had a storm in 2 years. So we've had a winter and a summer and a winter and a summer, we had 2 years now to recover. So let's see what happens.
All right, if you get the report in, and I haven't heard about it, can you report it on the air, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
You do the same, Dan. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. There you go. That's one. Crabs, one call. One, don't wait till the end of the show. Then what happens is we get everybody in here at the same time. Call now. You get everybody in here at the same time. We can't spend a lot of time with everybody. You know, we got to go to the next call. Sometimes we miss people, and we don't like to let people hang on and not answer their call. So, you know, there you go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And the email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's how we do it. You can do that as well. Ah, geez. We do hope you're going to be able to attend our Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. It's Saturday, May 30th. Mark that on your calendar. And all the details are on the website, which is mdhuntingcoalition.org. Take a look at what we're doing. If you want to know what we're doing on a daily basis, it's the Facebook page, Facebook/MD Hunting Coalition. I know a lot of people like us on Facebook. I think 1,300 and some people like us on Facebook, which is pretty cool. But the more the merrier. And the more people find out about it, the more people share our message, the better off we're going to be here. We are doing what we can in the General Assembly to promote hunting, to protect our privileges, our lifestyle, our traditions. There are people who don't want us to hunt in Maryland. There are people who want to affect how we hunt and what we do. And these are, some cases, folks that don't know anything about it. So there you go. Let's talk to John. Okay, John, there you are. You looked up the word through the break. Tell me what it means.
I did. You challenged me to look up the portmanteau.
The what?
Which means merging of two words.
Okay, yes, okay.
It's a portmanteau of slacker and activism, it's a feel-good measure which has little physical or practical effect.
Weren't you just speaking of that?
Absolutely. You have the portmanteau word for exactly the dynamic that I was trying to illustrate and speak about there.
Slacktivism. Now you have a word for what you were trying to express. And it simply means it's a person who goes on a chat room or goes on Facebook and likes this and likes that. And, you know, pretends that they are involved in the conversation, and they really aren't.
No, it's
They don't show up in person. You know, they support the cause online pretty much only.
Correct. Now, that's not really activism. That's a form of entertainment which is actually strictly occupying the idle time of the masses. It has no real effect.
Really? You think so?
Obviously. But one thought on your crab prediction here. Last summer late, we had some extremely high output rains, a lot of rain accumulation over on the Eastern Shore and some of the tributary areas in a short amount of time that caused major washes, runouts. I mean, a lot of little creeks, gullies washed out and through. And
yep.
So places like the Wye River, Chester River, Miles River had a major flush at the end of last season.
Right.
I don't know if that was at the critical time for migration and reproduction cycles or not, but there's one more variable to throw into your formula when you see what reality turns out to be this year.
Well, we won't know, will we, until we actually get into the season. So
we'll have to go out there and drop our chicken necks in the water.
All right, John, thanks for the call. Did that pretty much sum up what you were trying to say?
Yes, it does. And there's another version that they just call slacktivism.
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 Yes.
There's two or three different versions of it out there in the
sure.
common lexicon now, apparently. But yes, that's exactly it.
Did you read the article that was in the Washington Times or Washington Post? I can't remember which one. Did you read that article?
I did not.
Okay. Well, go back and check that article out. That is a very, very good article to read on that subject.
Yeah, all of the major pundits have published something about that dynamics.
Yep. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
See ya. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. There's Jerry coming up here in Catonsville. We're getting ready to take his call, so see what Jerry has to say. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is our email address if you'd like to contact me via email. info@mdhuntingcoalition is the best one to reach us if you want to be involved at Maryland Hunting Coalition, or join at mdhuntingcoalition.org. The website is mdhuntingcoalition.org. Facebook is Facebook/mdhuntingcoalition. And we welcome you to like us. We welcome you to see what we've got there. But we will, well, you know, we have 1,300 people liking us on Facebook, but we don't have that many members. Why is that? Why is that? I don't know. You tell me. What's Jerry have to say? Hey, Jerry, how are you? What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. I don't support Sunday hunting.
Okay.
I'm a hunter.
Okay. You are a hunter, but you don't support it?
No. You know, traditionally, why was there no hunting on Sunday?
Because the king decreed it back in 1723.
It doesn't have to do anything with the Sabbath day?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Jerry, let me ask you. You're a Christian. You rest on the Sabbath. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So you go to church, and then what?
Well, you have family time.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah, I think they ought to bring back the blue laws.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not a lot of people that agree with you anymore, Jerry. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know, society's changing, you know.
It is, yeah.
You don't go out to dinner
on Sunday?
I have, yes.
Oh. Okay. You watch ball game or anything on Sunday?
No, I'm not a sports fan.
Mm. Okay. I got one. You watch TV at all on Sundays?
I watch very little television.
Oh, okay. You listen to radio, though?
Yeah, I listen to radio.
Mm, I got you. Okay. But it's only shows that have been rebroadcast. It's no live shows, right?
Well, you know, I don't...
Jerry, do you ever get gas on your way to church?
Yeah, you know...
Okay.
Things are open on Sunday, and I have shopped and done things on Sunday, but, you know, slowly...
Well, Jerry, you know, I mean, why is the mall open on Sunday? Shouldn't they be observing the Sabbath, too?
Who?
Why is the mall open on Sunday? Why is anything open on Sunday?
I guess they see they're losing too much income.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what gefilte fish is?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Gefilte fish is basically a fish patty, a boneless fish patty. It's made out of different things, mostly carp. Sometimes they've got pike in there. Okay. It's a Jewish food. It comes like in a jar. It's kind of like a patty, pickled patty type of thing that is popular on the Sabbath in Jewish households. Do you know why gefilte fish is legal to eat on the Sabbath?
Why is that?
Because Jewish people believe that if you are separating flesh from bone on the Sabbath, that is a sin. So that means you're working on the Sabbath. But it's okay if somebody else has made the fish boneless and you eat the gefilte fish because you actually haven't taken the fish flesh from the bone on the Sabbath. Somebody else did that and prepared that for you. So gefilte fish is good to go. Thank you for your call, Jerry. Appreciate your opinion. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. While you're calling, I'm going to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Located on Route 50 East, well, just off Route 50 East at exit 39B on Kent Island, you'll see the sign on 50. And then you just get off the exit and boom, you're right there in the parking lot. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition. And guess what? The firearms are on sale. They've got a great selection of bows and crossbows. Matthews, Mission, Carbon Express, Barnett, Excalibur, Parker. Select bows are now on sale. Absolutely. Might be a good time to get a great deal on a bow. You talk about sales. Their camouflage clothing, like the great Drake waterfowl clothing, 40% off. 40% off. I said that's 40% off at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. If something was $100, now it's $60. What a deal. All right, Chesapeake Outdoors. They have a huge selection of fishing tackle, trolling rods and reels, everything for perch fishing, everything for, you know, any kind of fishing in tidal waters at all, including, you know, spanking striper lures and big mojo heads and custom trolling baits. Trolling line, trolling rods, trolling reels, you name it, they've got it at Chesapeake Outdoors. Why not stop by? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. The friendly staff will be more than glad to help you find exactly what you need. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, I talked about the fishing stuff there earlier. Let's talk a little bit about firearms. If you're looking for a firearm for home protection, you might want to consider Clyde Sports Shop. That's right. Everything from a pump shotgun to clear out the hallway to a nice handgun that you can reach for if you need it. You know, and look, they got great handguns for, you know, taking out and plinking on the range, and the shotguns that I like for sporting events like, you know, trap and skeet and sporting clays and things like that. They've got the 725 Satori sporting clays shotgun, over and under, beautiful. It's got the Lenten forcing combs that shooters need. It's got five Invector DS choke tubes for all different types of shooting, and it's now available in 12 and 20 gauge. And if you like the over under for, you know, for upland birds or anything like that, they've got the field model also available. Let's take a look at the BT99. It's an ideal competition precision shotgun for trap shooters. That's what it's for, shooting trap. It's got the Invector Plus choke tubes, the chrome chambers, the Vector Pro length enforcing cones, and all that. So if you're looking for just firearms for fun and for shooting sports and for outdoor activities, you've got it, Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They got the Browning handguns and shotguns and rifles and everything else, but they've got all the fun guns, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Arnado.
Oh, I'm supposed to do something, aren't I? Okay, let's do it right now. Let's talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, shall we? A free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who's a recreational fisherman in Maryland. Eligible fish are all game species from the Atlantic to Deep Creek Lake. 65 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay or tidal, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division, too, connected with a free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable, specified size, you get your official angler award, and when you get that angler award certificate, you also get an invitation to go to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, a fishing vacation from World Fishing Network, or Costa Gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops, and Bill's Outdoor Center, and even more. Avoid cabin fever. The fish are biting, or will be soon. So head out to your favorite waterway and start fishing. Now's not the time to stay indoors. Nope. Go fish. Official rules are online, dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I drive a John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
All right. Speaking about Eastern Shore, redneck, USA, just got a text from John over there at Chesapeake Outdoors. He said they finally got the new Hoyt bows in stock, so check that out, too. Let's talk to, we got Ross and Paul and Philip. Ross in Pasadena, go ahead.
How you doing, Alan?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. We live on Gray's Creek, which is off the Magazine, right behind Dobbins Island, and we usually get our bait from Bud down at Fishbones.
Sure.
But we haven't
he'll be back shortly.
Pots out for 3 years now because it's been so bad. But we did find one fellow that has a truck every weekend on Ritchie Highway, and he's reliable, and he has good crabs, and they do get expensive. But at the end of last year, in I would say late October, early November, we had some of the biggest crabs we've had for years, and he crabs exclusively on the Chester River.
Right.
And they were like the great big ones that used to get years ago from the Wye River.
Yeah.
So that's what we do right now, and hopefully we can, start throwing our two pots off our pier and pick some up this coming year because we do miss catching our own, not only.
Sure. All right. Well, good, Russ. I hope you I hope you have a lot of luck.
Yeah. And one other thing is we notice in our creek we get a lot of diving ducks here all winter long.
And, right.
There's been very, very few. Of course, the creek's been frozen. But
no, that'll do it.
There are some open spots around, like our boat.
Yeah.
We have a, you know, ice eater, and so they're there, but it's not nearly what they were before. And I talked to our dentist, who is a duck hunter, and he just told me what they do. They just go further south for the winter when it gets so cold up here. They'll go down into the Carolinas.
Yep, something. Sure. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call, Ross. Thank
Very
you.
Good.
All right, see you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to who's next. Paul there in Severna Park and then Philip in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
Before I start, I'm going to talk about my father many years ago, but he used to go to Clyde's Sports Shop for
right.
all his gear when he was moved in the county. In the city, he went to that big place in East Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
That was his home.
I gotcha.
Many, many moons.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know quite where to start, but this is reminiscing back how we used to catch yellow perch and pike in the Severn River.
That's right.
We'd go down, I don't know quite where to start, we'd drive down. He had his own boat at the dock. It was 14 foot.
Right.
How the hell he managed that, I don't know, but he did. And we put on a 2.5 horsepower motor.
Yep.
And we took bamboo rods that he had stored down there in these long sheet metal tubing, and we put them on the boat. And we'd go down to near Sherwood Forest, Brewer's Pond.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite thing. Grass is all over the place.
Sure.
And then we would bait them with minnows.
Right.
And he had, and we'd throw them out and had the cork on it floating,
mm-hmm.
and he'd throw them all out all the way around the boat. He had devices to hold them in
right.
with.
Sure. Rod holders in there.
And then he would row. He would troll, row slowly.
Right.
And we would catch many, many of the yellow perch and pike. He'd only take what we were going to eat.
Sure.
The rest he would throw back, and if one was really damaged bad, he would hold that and throw another one back.
Right. Well, that made sense. And I'm glad you remember that. I have some great memories with my dad, too. Dad's been gone since 99, but you know, he took me fishing when I was 6 years old the first time, and he was not a fisherman. He got dragged into it by the fellows that he worked with, and it was actually their boss, and wound up getting a boat and becoming a very enthusiastic fisherman. So,
well, my father was, it was the opposite. I wasn't a fisherman. My father had grown up being a fisherman. He
sure.
fished over, was it Manadeer Creek over in East Baltimore area? Somewhere?
I don't know, buddy.
He had been raised over there, but he
sure.
had been an avid fisherman all his life.
Sure.
He wanted me to become one, I'm sure.
Nah.
But I didn't quite take
didn't the, quite take the bait, did you?
No, I didn't. But
right.
I was his buddy.
That's good.
Some company.
Nothing wrong with that, Paul.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Hey, look, I appreciate the trip down memory lane, buddy. It brings
You're
up
welcome.
Some good memories. Thank you. There he goes. All right, Philip in Pittsburgh, right? Are you in Pittsburgh or Finksburg?
No, Pittsburgh. I'm just north of Pittsburgh, going across PA Turnpike.
You are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay, great. What's up?
Well, I'm looking at my thermostat, and it's saying it's minus chilly out here.
Yeah, it probably is. Yep.
Well, I woke up this morning. I was right on the Ohio-Pennsylvania line. It was about a minus 11.
Yeah, where are you headed?
I'm going back to Delaware, thank God.
All right. Well, you're gonna go by exit 10 up there, Somerset, right?
Go past it, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I used to live in Somerset County.
Well, let me ask you something then. I have been seeing, you know where McConnellsburg is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Over that way, I've been seeing three pickups parked randomly, and I mean, it strikes me that like it would be deer hunters or bear hunters. What would they be hunting in this time of the year?
Coyotes. Coyotes.
I'm sorry?
Coyotes.
Really?
Coyotes.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Fox. They're predator hunters is what they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I got you, because I've been seeing them for the last 3 days.
Yep.
I run back and forth across the CPA Pike all the time.
I got you. Yep. You know, when I lived in Somerset County, it got so cold one day. I saw two beagles out there trying to start a rabbit with jumper cables.
I believe it.
Yep. So anyway,
the hill gets nasty.
Yes, it does. Tell me about Sunday hunting, Philip.
Well, Sunday hunting, to a degree, I kind of agree with your one caller.
Okay.
But like you said, times have changed, and yes, the Sunday hunting, but no commercial sale of venison.
Thank you.
That is. I mean, that's why they want to legalize dope, because they're missing money.
Yep.
And the thing is, you're going to have the black market. You're going to have people spotlighting, and as soon as you attach a dollar to it, that's where the trouble starts.
Yes, sir.
Because the American people and all people.
Well, listen, the bill calls for deer to be recategorized as livestock.
I heard you talk about that a week or two.
Yeah,
I was sitting here laughing my butt off.
Well, no, listen. I mean, if you apply for a deer management permit, pretty damn easy to get a deer management permit. You don't have to prove anything. If they find a deer track on your property, they will give you a crop damage permit or 20 of them. So you go out there, all right? You got a crop damage permit for 20 deer. You go out and you drop 20 deer. All right, now you got to process it. Then you got to have it, then you got to have it inspected, and then you can sell it. And that deer that you kill on your property that belongs to the rest of us citizens in Maryland, the public doctrine is now when it's brought to bag or brought to the ground, now that becomes classified as livestock, and you can sell it like a cow or a pig. That is dead wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, when I heard you say that, they tried to classify it, it made me wonder what kind of stuff they were smoking.
Hey, look, buddy, it's in the DNR Deer Population Management Report 2014. It's available online. If anybody wants to send me an email, I'll be more than glad to send them the link, and they can read that entire report for themselves. It's disgusting. It's quite disgusting, quite frankly.
I don't care if there's a president of the United States, you're smoking crack.
I'm hear you. Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Listen, gefilte fish.
Yes.
All right. That is German. I spent 10 years in German. I got a real quick thing for you on that. Now, it could be that it is a traditional Jewish thing, but what I learned over there was that you were allowed to prepare foods, but you weren't allowed. Now, the Amish, for the most part, the Amish still do not.
Right.
Cook or anything on Sunday.
Right.
They prepare their meals Saturday. Everything has to be done.
Right.
And, the Bible tells you that.
Right.
That Sunday is the Sabbath. Well, Sunday they proclaim as the Sabbath. But
right.
Germany, I love fishing. I don't get a chance to do it as much.
Right.
But to be in Germany and get a fishing license, you must learn each fish category, their breeding habits, their mother's maiden name, where they're spending their vacations at. You just don't pick up a fishing rod like you would here, go pick up a license and go fishing.
A lot to be said for that, isn't there?
But I tell you, hunting, the only persons allowed other than the police over there to have guns are collectors, and you must have a hunting license.
Right.
And you will go through about 2 years worth of training to get a hunting license.
Sure.
You just don't stop by the Walmart and pick up a hunting license.
I know it. All right, Philip. Listen, I appreciate the call. You have a safe drive, okay?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Be safe out there. See ya. Thanks. There he goes. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for holding on. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for showing up the other day, by the way.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I've been thinking about it after I was down there. And I remember a time back when my brother and I were hiking out in the woods one day.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people came by on horses.
Yep.
My brother's never been the same. He's been he's been totally screwed up in the head. That he was so scared.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the type of testimony that the horse people are doing.
Say it again.
That's the type of testimony that the horse people are giving.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, you were there. You heard the testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I listened to their spokesman, their lobbyist. Did you detect an air of arrogance when he said, "Madam Chairman, this bill failed in the House. That's all I got to say."
I detected arrogance from everybody on the panel.
Yeah, we were out hiking, and a horse came by and scared my brother so badly that he's never been the same. I like that. That's a good analogy. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's same thing.
Yep. You know? Yeah, I know. We're all evil in their eyes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time I was down there and see the process, but...
Oh, that was the first time you were there?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I get the impression that it's the same story that they always give.
It is the same. It's the same. It's been the same since 1999. It's been the same since 2003 when the Horse Council stood against Sunday hunting in the first place. You know, here's the thing about Sunday hunting, okay? The bill was passed in the General Assembly, and it was basically this. All right. There's a proposal to open Sundays up to hunting. Okay, the proposal is two Sundays a year. First Sunday in November for the bow hunters during the rut, and the first Sunday of the deer firearm season to help, you know, increase the opportunity and the harvest. And I believe the first year, if I remember right, it was only 12 counties opted in. Okay, the other ones opted out. Got it?
Yep.
They opted out. Since that time, there have been 28 local bills to increase Sunday hunting opportunities across the state. Local bills from county to county to county to county to county to county, okay? And like this bill involved Baltimore County, it's a local bill. Should have been given consideration without regard. It's a local bill. Let it go. Let's see what happens. But nope. Got to have opposition in there because the world will end if we open two Sundays to hunting in Baltimore County. The world will come to a screeching halt. We won't be able to ride our horses. We're all going to get shot off our horses. And you know, the arrows are going to be sticking in the ground, and our horses are going to step on them. And it's, you know, same SSDD, buddy. So, yeah, I know. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's it.
But again, thanks for showing up, buddy. I appreciate that.
No problem. I was glad I did, and I'll be there more times as issues come up. I'll be with you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chuck.
I dropped off a couple of the raffle passouts yesterday at Autumn Sky.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
I went up to pick up my crossbow. So.
Yep. Good. All right. Well, you can print the banquet flyer out too now.
Yeah, too bad I didn't have that before I left. I would have taken that one, too.
Well, now you can. All right, buddy. Thanks, Chuck.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Got to go. Thanks. Bye-bye. Chesapeake Outdoors. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, indeed. Hoyt Bows in stock. Bows and Crossbows. Matthews. Now Hoyt. Mission. Carbon Express. Barnett. Excalibur. Parker. Some of those are on sale and good prices, too. Firearms are all on sale. 10% off. Check that out. You know, they have the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. If your call didn't quite do what you wanted it to do, go in and check out selection at Chesapeake Outdoors. 40% off Drake waterfowl clothing and others. All the clothing is 40% off for the most part. You can check it all out at Chesapeake Outdoors. Full line of fishing tackle, too, for the upcoming perch run and rockfish season. They've got all the trolling lures and rods and reels and line, and you name it, they've got it at Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You know, Clyde's has been around since 1957, almost 60 years. And in those 60 years, they've learned what their customers want. They want good service. They want rod and reel repair. They want to wind line on their reels. They want gun repair. They want all the services, plus they want all the tackle for all seasons. They want live bait, they want ammunition, and they want all the firearms. It's very simple. Clyde's Sports Shop has it all. I don't know if they got any .223 ammunition or .556 ammunition. They used to, but you might want to check that out since Obama wants to ban it now by executive order. Yeah, you might want to check it out. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, or call the Fishing Hotline, 410-247-3474, 410-247-FISH.
After a dry end of February today, we may start off March with a wintry mix tomorrow. In the meantime, partly cloudy during this morning and also into the afternoon. Cold today with a high only reaching 29. Clouds will increase tonight. The low will drop down to 17. With a cold front closing in on our Sunday, we may have a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain developing into the afternoon with some light snow and ice accumulation. The high should reach 33. As we look ahead to Monday, some drying conditions, partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, let's talk about the fishing challenge one more time. Here's the deal. You go out there and you catch a fish big enough to qualify, and you take it to the local tackle shop, and you get an angler award for it. That's the fishing challenge. Yep, 65 game fish in all categories, ocean, bay, freshwater, invasive species, catch and release. Check it all out online at DNR2.maryland.gov/fisheries. You can get an angler award certificate. Then you get to go to Sandy Point. You could win a boat, motor, and trailer from Tracker Marine, tackle from Bass Pro, a vacation from the World Fishing Network, tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and even Costa gear. That's right, the sunglass people. They're all there. Avoid cabin fever as soon as the weather breaks this week. Get out there and go fishing. Catch a perch. Catch a big one. Get your angler award certificate, dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries for the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rat, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
Let's talk to Fran out there in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you doing, young lady?
Oh, good morning, Alan. I really tried not to call.
Why?
I tell you, when I'm listening to how many people did not show up, you know, and I thought to myself, you know, when I first started listening to you, mm-hmm. I had this image of you hunter guys, and I thought, you know, men are not what they used to be, like my father's generation and all. And I said, where are the men in America? They don't seem to fight for nothing anymore, and other than the military guys, you know. And I said, well, these hunter guys, I bet, you know, they're survivors. They provide for their families. They protect their families. And I'm going to tell you, you gave them a word today. I'm going to give them another word. Comes from my childhood. Scaredy cats.
Good one.
You know your enemies are looking at you like you're scaredy cat.
Oh, I don't want to go to no gun rally because they write down my license number. They know everybody who's going to be there.
Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe some people are afraid. You know, I go down to court to testify, they got my name. If you're a registered hunter, they already have your
name. They got your name.
They know who you are. They know where you are. They know why you are. If you got registered guns, they know what you have and those you don't have. You know?
Frank, baby, you said it right, friend.
Bullets, you know, they know what you buy. You're on camera. They're looking at your email. Let me tell you something. They already know who you are. And they are coming after everything you've got. Let me tell you something. When grown men let other grown men decide to tell them what they can and cannot do, we've lost it. I'm telling you, hunters out there, if you don't want to come down for the Sunday hunting, there's a whole lot of other things you can come down and fight for that has to do with the outdoors. I can't believe you guys. You know, listen, I expected so much more. I thought you guys were fighters. You know, you guys in my mind was the Daniel Boone, the Rambo. You know what I'm saying? You don't let other men shut you down like that. They are going to shut you down. I don't know, 90,000 of you, whatever, they know where every one of you are. So what's to be scared to go in court? And like I said one time before, if you have to go to work and you can't go to court, send your wife, send your mama, send your sister, send your daughter. They can represent you down there. It's numbers. Numbers is what we're looking for. And they sit there on that panel, and they sit there, and they got that attitude because, hey, three people showed up. They're scared of us. I'm so disappointed.
Fran?
Yes.
Do I have your permission to lift that little quote that you just ran through there and play that again sometime?
Do whatever you want.
I would love to be able to do that. I'd love to be able to isolate that little part of your speech and play that from time to time.
They already know where they are. They know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Look.
I'm sorry.
Don't you dare apologize. Don't you dare apologize. You did exactly what you needed to do and said exactly what you needed to say and exactly what they needed to hear. Thank you.
All right.
I'm in your debt.
No.
All right, friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That didn't come from my mouth, ladies and gentlemen. That came from a resident of Baltimore City, a female. How do you feel now, you big old hunters out there? 410-922-6680. Why don't you take that last break and we'll finish it out. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with the nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
All right, let's talk to Jim in Freeland. Good morning, Jim. How are you, buddy?
All right, Fran from President.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a woman.
I agree,
God.
Buddy.
They have women like that in their lives.
I agree with you 100%. I'd like to meet her sometime.
Well, the only thing it takes for evil to take over is for good men to stand by and do nothing.
That's correct, buddy. And right now we're doing nothing.
Yeah, we got a socialist in there, and he's raised by Saul Alinsky's theories and Cloward Piven. I don't know if you ever.
I've heard of that. Yep, I know about it. So
we got to stand up, because when a man's surrounded by men with guns and signs of paper taking our guns away, we got a problem.
Well, he's taking their ammunition away.
That's what Clinton tried to do with the steel from Indonesia.
Yeah, you know? I know. Yep. So, all right, buddy.
What to do? I just woke up and turned that on. I never listened to you before, but I'll be up here. What's this, Saturday morning?
Every Saturday, 5 to 7. Only been here 26 years, Jim. You got a lot of catching up to do.
I work too much. I got to stop and listen to you.
Well, go to the website, ellisoutdoors.com, and you can listen to the you can listen to the podcast from every past show.
God bless you.
Thank you, buddy. See you. There goes Jim Freeland. Okay. Wow, we got a lot of emails. We got a few texts. Fran, you're a superstar. Thank you very much. You're saying stuff that we need to hear. No question about that. So good. All right, are we done? Almost a minute plus, huh? So if somebody called like right now, maybe they get 30 seconds. Maybe not. All right. Well. Then I'll do another commercial for me. No, listen, I can do a commercial for you. All right, I'll do a commercial for the lovely and gracious Bethany, our producer, who's bit, and she's humble, too. Absolutely. Good looking, humble, pleasant, you know, the whole deal, all of that. She has great hair, too, by the way. Grab that call. She's just standing by to take your call. And you're going to only have 30 seconds left, by the way, they hung up. Okay. Well, how was that? Did I do okay? All right. I do need to tell the folks about how to get involved with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, which is mdhuntingcoalition.org. Facebook is facebook.com/mdhuntingcoalition.org. Now, you know, the Outdoorsman Radio Show has a Facebook page. Maryland Hunting Quarterly has a Facebook page. Maryland Loves Crabs has a Facebook page. And you can like all that stuff. But, you know, we don't do a lot with that. The coalition is what we're doing at the moment. And as far as the Facebook stuff, I mean, we got a magazine coming out this coming week here for the Quarterly. So those of you looking for that, that'll be out this week. So, how to get to all of that, if you want to, is just go to the ellisoutdoors.com website, and you'll see the links there to the radio show, the magazines, and the coalition. You can click on that. It's got the links to the Facebook pages and everything else. It's all one-stop shopping on Ellis Outdoors. Email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, info@mdhuntingcoalition.com.